Unit 8. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 4 and 5. Some people start their ideal job immediately after school or university, but some people need time to find the right job for them. Take Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, for example. He's famous now, but it wasn't always easy for him. Right, Megan?
Yes, that's right. He had a lot of jobs when he was young, but he always loved drawing.
Well, let's start by talking about his school days. Did Matt do well at school?
No, he didn't. He didn't like school at all, and he often drew pictures in class, even in his PE class. But he went to university, and he was the editor of the student newspaper there.
What did he do next?
Well, after college, he went to live in Los Angeles. He did a lot of unskilled jobs at that time. He was a driver, he worked in a music shop, and he worked in a restaurant. It was difficult for him because these jobs were all badly paid.
Did he continue to draw?
Yes, he did. He wanted to tell his family and friends about his life in Los Angeles, but he didn't write letters. Instead, he drew pictures. He made a comic about his life and sent it to people at home.
Did people like his pictures?
Yes, they did. They were very popular. But then, when he was 26, he started a job at a newspaper. Again, it was an unskilled job. He only answered the telephones. But the editor saw his pictures and asked him to do a comic strip for the paper.
So when did he create The Simpsons?
Well, people loved the comic strip and asked him to create a cartoon for television. This cartoon was about a family called The Simpsons. And of course, now it's famous all over the world. But that's how it started.